back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's about time we start talking about, you know, our president. And you just watch him, and the more you watch him, and the more you pull for him, the more you realize that this is more than what you can expect from this man, okay? If he, in fact, President Biden, runs again for office, he'll be 81 years old. And we are looking at another 2 years. The more you see him, the weaker he becomes. You know, right before your eyes, you see that this is grueling. Being the president of the United States is a grueling, grueling job and position. And this man, you know, I don't want to say he's not up to the task, but, you know, he's the president now, and things are difficult. He's dealing with a lot of different issues. But can anybody in this audience envision him 2 years from now? You know, and then another 4 years after that? It's inconceivable to think that this man is going to be able to hold it together that long. It's not going to happen. So he may be able to get through these next 2 years, but it's certainly inconceivable that he can do another 4 after that. Look, 6 years from now, I'll be 72 if I'm around. And I'm telling you, it's getting a little harder to do things. But, you know, 72 and the average guy and 81 and the most powerful man in the world, that's, come on. So the question becomes, even though Joe Biden says he's going to run again in 2024, do you believe that? I personally don't think it's any way possible. And if he does, somebody needs to tell him, hey, Joe, the Democratic Party needs to step in and say, hey, Joe, thank you. But it's time to move on. Listen, it's for what's in the best interest of all of us that you don't have, you know, a man is going to be 81 years of age. And I'm not saying that at 81, everybody that's 81 can't do things. Or I'm saying this particular 81-year-old, soon if he runs again in 2024, he'll be 81. I'm talking about Joe Biden specifically. I do know some 80-year-olds, some octogenarians who are still strong, minds are strong, physically strong. I'm talking about Joe Biden. He, the present president of the United States, is not going to be strong enough to do this again if he makes it through these last 2 years. If you look at his popularity, it is abysmal, to say the least. And that means even Democrats who look at this and say, wait a minute, you know, something has to be done. All of these things aren't his fault. You know, I'm not saying Donald Trump, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to say that things would have been better with Donald Trump. They would not have been. They would have been worse. But they would have been, you know, there's some other folk out there who I think ran against Joe Biden who would have been better. Let's do this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's call a roll about who would best fill in or be the next Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States. I mean, you look at the way it's set up in Kamala Harris, who is the vice president now, would be the dark horse. She would be the person who, based on the pecking order, would automatically be the front runner. But do you think Kamala Harris is the person that the Democrats should be leaning on if President Joe Biden doesn't make it? So I'll tell you something. I've watched her. And now I'm talking about the Democratic Party now. I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about the Democratic Party that has put itself in this situation. It's put itself in this situation because there are some folk that's in the Democratic Party who would certainly make better, front runners for the Democratic nomination for the president of the United States. I'm gonna talk about a few. You know, one of them is a man that I've supported and admired for a long time. You know, just so happens that he's 80 years old now. So it would be hypocritical of me to say that Joe Biden is too old at 80 years old because he'll be 80 years old to run. When I look at a Bernie Sanders, who's already 80 years old, and I would say that, hey, man, I think Bernie Sanders would make a better president than Joe Biden. And he's 80 years old now. But as I said earlier, you know, all things aren't equal. And so, yes, Bernie Sanders would be 82 years old if he ran to become the president in 2024. And I would say, all things being equal and looking at Bernie Sanders the way he is now, he's a much stronger individual than Joe Biden. Physically, mentally. And so, you got to take those things into consideration. Yes, Bernie Sanders, if he ran, he got the nomination. I wouldn't be hesitant to say whether or not this man would be able to, you know, at his advanced age, deal with the issues of what our country deals with on a daily basis. I think Bernie Sanders has shown his strength, his aptitude, and all those things. He's been able to carry that as he's aged. He's done a really good job of it. But at some point in time, in the coming year or so, this discussion that I'm talking about, we are having right now, is going to be had. Yes, Bernie Sanders is a person who we're going to have to start looking at a little bit closer. Another person who I really thought and supported along the way was Pete Buttigieg. And the part of it and the reasons why is not just because he's a bright man, but he's a youthful guy who has a political will, a political understanding of things, if you will, and a strength that is definitely necessary in order to deal with the future and what our nation is going to be faced with. We're at a point, again, where we've got to start thinking about, from the perspective of the Democratic Party, listen, Joe Biden's not going to be able to do this. The sooner we accept that, the better and the quicker we start looking at different alternatives. And I know it's never been done before, where somebody's turned around and told an acting president of the United States that, hey, man, we don't want you to run again. You know, we don't want you to run again because of your advanced age. But we're almost at that point. And maybe throughout the annals of history, this hasn't been an issue before. But it is one now. We've got to address it. We'll be going to a break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I got a couple more people in mind. What do you say? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.